This is a Kim Monson news briefing.
Protect Kids Colorado's Muckernan opposes campus abortion mandate as bill heads to House floor. Patty Muckernan testified against House Bill 26-1335 at the House Education Committee hearing, April 16. The bill cleared committee 8-5 and would require institutions of higher education with student health centers to provide on-site abortion medication starting in 2027. Patty McKernan of Protect Kids Colorado testified against House Bill 26-1335 at the April 16 Colorado House Education Committee hearing, where the bill advanced on an 8-5 vote and now moves to the full House. McKernan described her testimony the following morning on The Kim Monson Show. On the show, McKernan said she testified at the Capitol the night before on a bill that, in her words, would put abortion pills on campus and mandate that they be on campus. As introduced on March 17, 2026, House Bill 26-1335 requires any public or private institution of higher education that operates a student health center to provide on-site abortion medication services through that center. Colleges with an on-site pharmacy must stock abortion medication and dispense it on campus. Colleges without an on-site pharmacy must either submit prescriptions to an off-campus pharmacy or dispense through the student health center if the center's licensure permits it. The mandate takes effect August 1, 2027. The bill includes a religious exemption. An institution is not required to provide access to or stock abortion medication if doing so would conflict with its bona fide religious beliefs or practices. The initial fiscal note from Legislative Council staff, dated April 14, 2026, states no appropriation is required. Projected state revenue, state expenditures, and state full-time equivalent changes are all zero. Implementation costs would fall on institutions, paid from institutional fee revenue, according to the analysis. Representative Lorena Garcia, Democrat of unincorporated Adams County, the bill's prime sponsor, told Colorado House Democrats in a statement that Colorado is a blueprint for safeguarding reproductive health care in a post-Dobbs era. Representative Garcia said abortion is legal, but it's not always accessible, and this bill makes it easier for college students to access abortion medication on campus. She added that in Colorado, we trust people to make their own medical decisions without government interference, and this bill champions reproductive freedom so students can make their own decisions about their future. Co-sponsor Representative Kenny Wynn, Democrat of Broomfield, framed the bill as a response to federal policy shifts. Representative Wynn said Colorado has taken bold steps to ensure abortion remains safe, legal, and protected in our state. He added that despite major pushback from the Trump administration to dismantle all abortion health care, Colorado remains a beacon for reproductive freedom. Reproductive health care is health care, he said, and this bill meets college students where they are to improve access to abortion medication. Senator Katie Wallace is carrying the bill in the Senate. McKernan's testimony came as Protect Kids Colorado prepares to campaign on three ballot measures. The Secretary of State has certified for November 2026. On air, McKernan referred to the three initiatives as measures on sex trafficking, girl sports, and child sex change procedures. The Protect Kids Colorado website describes the three certified measures as Initiative 108, Protecting Children from Sex Trafficking, Initiative 109, Protecting Girls' Single-Sex Sports in Locker Rooms, and Initiative 110, Protecting Children from Irreversible Sex Change Procedures. The organization says more than 3,300 petition circulators collected signatures from 170,000 Coloradans to qualify all three for the ballot. The Protect Kids Colorado homepage does not address House Bill 26-1335. The campus abortion mandate is not among the group's formal ballot priorities. McKernan's Capitol testimony reflects her individual advocacy and the broader parental rights constituency Protect Kids Colorado represents. House Bill 26-1335 remains under consideration in the House. The House Education Committee referred the bill with amendments on April 16, but those changes are not incorporated into the bill text until adopted by the full chamber. The introduced version is the only official text currently available. If the bill clears the House floor, it heads to the Senate, where Senator Wallace is the prime sponsor. The bill was assigned to the House Education Committee, not Appropriations. It is a policy bill rather than a budget measure, and it is not folded into the 2026 to 2027 long bill. And now, Kim's perspective. Parents send their children to college to get an education, not to be handed a prescription for a pill that ends a human life. When lawmakers mandate that every student health center in Colorado keep abortion medication on the shelf, they are conscripting schools into an ideology and calling it freedom. The sponsors say they trust people to make their own decisions, then trust families, trust institutions, trust the students themselves, and stop forcing a mandate from the Capitol onto every campus in the state. Patty Muckernan showed up at that hearing because someone has to speak for the children we are losing and for the young women who will carry these decisions for the rest of their lives. This article is available at kimmonson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.